It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today is going to be Sean Belizean from State Champs and Woodward Sports. We're going to go all over the map a little bit with some touching on baseball, a little bit of basketball, maybe very little basketball, and obviously hockey, then some more hockey as well. We're going to meet our sponsors, first off, in our show today. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products from Coca-Cola of Hancock. Don't be penalized for bad service. Go to Q&A Automotive. Portage Tire Auto Repair, Ethelon Noon Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires. David Zucre, Century 21 North Country Agency in Holton, is official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. For all your embroidery and silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, see Joe or Stacy Homestead Graphics in Berrega. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full service gas station, open 24/7, 365. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. Acuna Overhead Doors, your Copay Garage distributor to Copper Country, Sharon Amlo and Holton. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs from the foundations to driveways. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry. East Fork Pasty Company in Calumet, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday at Rosalita's Bakery across from Bucko's Party Store, 11 to 2. Reserve on Facebook or call 369-4345. Peterson Lawn Services, 281-7318. Get your yard all tidied up from the nasty winter we had. Holton Billets Fly, M26 Brickyard Lane behind Q&A Automotive is now your local True Value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, features one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Go on tundralodge.com. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, some kinds of pesky rodents, contact D-Plus Pest Management, 281-4975. Youper Fitness, owned and operated by Youpers, in a Copper Country Mall, offering discounts for seniors, military, and first responders. Trying to bring on our friend of the show, dear friend of mine, Sean Belizean from suburban Northville. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Tremendous, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. Just getting counting down to D-Day, Sean. I'm down to 14 days and 2 hours of freedom. Then my summer's over. How's that?
Well, hopefully your weather up there was as nice as it was here. I mean, this was just like a perfect weekend in the Northville area. It really was.
Yeah, we've had unbelievable weather here as well, and keep them coming. They say by the time we get warm weather, Sean, the leaves are starting to fall up here, but as we say, one day at a time, eh, pal?
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Well, Sean, a lot going on. Obviously, touch a rough week for hockey last week. The passing of Claude Lemieux, 60 years old. A few days later, we heard that Brett Hall passed away Saturday, I believe. Boy, you just never know, but man, it's some tragedy in hockey last week, wasn't there?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's the unexpected ones that get you. And,
right.
You know, the Claude thing, he was in Montreal on Monday night holding Le Flambeau, and, I had a chance to talk to a couple guys and hung out with them and said that they thought that everything was great and they had the time of their lives, you know, kind of talking about the cup they won back in 86 and everything. And, you know, it goes to show you again, you never really know what's going on in somebody's life and what they're dealing with. And just a shame. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and the more time passed since that tragic suicide, the more stories we're hearing. And, for the family to go through something like that. But you just never know what people are doing, or just appreciate a day at a time, that's for sure, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, it really is a case, Jimmy, that sometimes looks can be deceiving. And, I think we as a society, we've gotten, so mean to one another. I mean, really, it's insane. And you never know what somebody is dealing with. It's just your heart goes out. There's no doubt about that. What a horrible set of circumstances. And for his son to find him, it makes your skin crawl. It really does.
Yeah, and again, condolences, everyone involved for sure, and some of the ties that you had with associates of his, and I know Randy McKay up here as well, who was Claude's roommate with New Jersey for two stints, having difficulty with this, but the whole hockey world is. But as we say, Sean, you just got to take it as it comes and appreciate every. I'm not a day. How about every hour at a time? That's what I'm going.
Amen to that. No, true words haven't been spoken, man.
Moving forward, son, unfortunately, that's what we have to do in life. Just about a minute or so, Detroit's baseball team struggling mightily. But I think me and you might have talked about this last year as well, and it's rear its ugly head. I really got to question the off-season training because these same injuries, demise and others, the groins and the hamstrings. I mean, is there any talk that maybe they're missing something with their off-season training? Because these aren't game injuries, snap bones or nothing. These are all stretching and muscle injuries, it seems like, for the most part.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, Jimmy, I'm telling you, I think Water found its level. I really, truly do. You know, they had a couple of big runs, obviously, the last couple of years. But, you know, this is something, the signs were there down the stretch last year. I mean, people forget how bad they were down the stretch. I mean, they were atrocious. It was a historic blowing of the divisional lead. And obviously, they kind of picked up where they left off last year. I mean, 6-22 in the month of May. 6-22. And,
wow.
You know, suddenly some of these guys, you know, these can't-miss stars, you know, this. How many times have we talked about it? This is what happens when you live on the hope of prospects. And it's just not working for some of these guys. I mean, Colt Keith was supposed to be the next big thing. And, you know, he looks to be an average player and a guy that really you can't play him anywhere in the field. So it's a combination of this, that, the other thing right now. But no doubt about it. You have to say that injury is part of it, and it's just it's that same thing. And you know, Lions have the same problem. You're like, is there something in the water here or something? It really is amazing.
Well, son, switching to hockey a little bit first off, I don't know your thoughts. This World Hockey Tournament, again, you know me and I know you. We'll watch hockey in our deathbed, but I cannot and never have got excited about this particular World Hockey Tournament that goes on right in the middle of the Stanley Cup, especially U.S. and Canada and some other countries. You're best players out there. How much attention you paid to this world championship, Sean? And I'm sorry, I can't get gravitated towards it.
I think, Jimmy, if you're a guy like you just described, you take it for what it is. And I watch the world championship, I do. I just don't put a lot into it because of the reason
right.
that you gave. I mean, there are a ton of stud players that are still playing, and there are a ton of guys that just said, hey, listen, I'm hockeyed out. I don't know what
right.
to tell you. You take a look at, you know, Connor McDavid. Hey, listen, we've made these long runs, and I finally have some semblance of a spring. I think I'm just going to enjoy my spring. For those reasons, you just don't put a lot into it. I think if you
right.
understand what it is first, then maybe you can enjoy it a little bit more. But my goodness gracious, if you think that was an adequate, you know, judge of where things are in the hockey world right now,
right.
I don't know what to tell you. I accept what it is. I'd rather watch the Memorial Cup every day of the week over that. Oh, my gosh. You know, because that's real legitimate hockey. But, you just don't put a lot into it. You really don't.
NHL and NBA, a quick parallel. One on earth is Silver and Bettman. This playoff format we talk about every year, NBA the same for the most part. NHL, I mean, what is so hard to seed 1 through 16? I don't get it, Sean. Let's face it. The NHL semifinals, to see they were uneventful. I mean, all four good teams, but the format, it doesn't make any sense.
No, and you know what? I don't want to take anything away from Carolina. You know, you beat the 7
right.
seed, you beat the 8 seed. You really poured it on the Habs. I mean, there's just no doubt about that, how that series ended. But, you know, conversely, if you're the Habs, you played against the 2 seed, you played against the 3 seed. You go to 7 games in both series, multiple overtimes. Well, of course you're going to run out of gas. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, conversely, Jimmy, Carolina's on a run for the ages right now. They really are.
Right.
You know, since the league went to, it takes 16 wins to win the cup, going all the way back to 87, you know, the best record out there is 16-2. And, of course, with that infamous tie when the power went out in Boston Garden. You know, if Carolina wins this series in 5, that's the best record we've seen. I mean, 16-2 is the best record we've seen, and I don't think it's going to go 5. I really don't. I think Vegas is going to put up more of a fight, but my goodness gracious, what a tear that they're on. But I'm with you. At the very least, is it difficult to go 1-8? I don't get it. I don't get it for the life of me.
Well, especially in the first couple rounds, you had Minnesota, Dallas, and Colorado. Only one of those teams is getting to at least the semi. And it's, when you look at record-wise, again, I know you don't merit that much, but there's, in basketball, to me, it's I don't watch much basketball on it, but it's the quote-unquote, the Spurs and OKC was supposedly the championship series, but you got to play the games. But it just seems there's a more lucrative way to do this for the competitive balance.
Yeah, I don't understand it, and unfortunately, you know, I think in their desire to make these first round series so enjoyable, and they are. I mean, make no mistake about it, the first round of the playoff has turned into must see television. I think they've done it at the expense of the conference finals, and that's too bad.
Well, Sam, when you look at the semis, Montreal, a good fight, just ran out of gas. I don't think nobody had Vegas. I'm hanging around with Colorado, even counting the injuries to McCarr and McKinnon. I nobody had Vegas winning that series 4-0. What are your thoughts on that series, and not only Vegas winning, but how they won it?
Hey, you know what? I owe an apology to John Tortorella, because I'm pretty sure you and I talked about it. I thought that was one of the sillier moves in the history of mankind. I really did. And Torts came in and basically said, Beth, you know what my job is? I got to get it back on track. You know, he kind of checked the ego, and he said, you guys know what you're doing, and let's just find a way to get this back on track. And oh my gosh, it was a perfect move. I know everybody and their brother doesn't like the way that Vegas conducts their business, and I think what they're doing to Cassidy right now is a travesty. I really truly do. But at the end of the day, my goodness gracious, if the point is to win the Stanley Cup or put yourself in the best possible position, well, that's what's happening with Vegas right now. And you know, they're 4 wins away from winning a Stanley Cup. I mean, that's crazy. And if you said that a week before, you know, just a few weeks before the playoffs start, when they get rid of their coach, I think people would have laughed at you. But, you know, I'm intrigued at this matchup. There's no doubt about it. Carolina's one of those teams, Jimmy, they don't have a star on that team. There is not high-end talent in any one position, but by golly, they just got a ton of depth, and those guys go. Brind'Amour has them playing the right way, so it'll be really, really, really intriguing to see how this series plays out.
And I like what Marty Baron said on NHL Network. I love listening to him and Julio, but that's for the price of admission or soda in the afternoon. And he said basically the same thing you just said. Carolina doesn't have a first line. They got 4 second lines and 6 number-one defensemen. They're so fundamentally sound and methodical. I mean, there's no weaknesses.
Yeah, that forecheck that they put on in that series was unbelievable, Jim. It was just unrelenting. It really was. And it's funny because, I mean, the Habs skated all over them in the regular season. It goes to show you again, regular season doesn't mean squat, but when they applied that forecheck, it was something to behold. As a hockey fan, you can't help but watch that and enjoy it and see how that's working. I don't care who you root for, so that's what's going to make this fun. And obviously Mitch Marner, I mean, he can say whatever he wants. You know darn well that this is a big up yours to Toronto and all the people that said he wasn't a money game player, so you know he's having the time of his life right now.
And especially back to Marner and the relationship with him and Tortorella, nobody thought that marriage would work with those two. But I like what Tortorella said going out of regular season. They asked him about his, I kind of looked at myself in the mirror. I just let these players coach themselves. I just moved the pieces around. But it's amazing the connection with Tortorella and Marner, and everybody thought that would go the opposite.
Oh, I'm one of them, Jimmy. I openly admit it. And hey, you know what? Props to Tort. Sometimes you look inward. If things keep ending the same way, is it a them problem or is it a you problem? And you know, for him to be that self-aware and to sit back and say, you know what, this is more about them, all I need to do is give them just a little push to get them back on track and everything, props to him. I remember Ken Hitchcock years ago when he was fired, one of the jobs, I forget which job, he basically called all his players and said, hey, you know, for my next gig, what, how can I be better, you know? And it takes a big man to do that. It really does. And, you know, I'm sure Ken Hitchcock was the better for it, as Torts has been the better for it.
And you mentioned with Vegas how a lot of people don't like how they conduct business. Everyone knows what they do. There was a comparison the other day between Vegas, and I think when Seattle came to the league, one person says, well, Vegas, they went to the high-end ice cream shop, got every bright flavor they could get. Seattle went to Baskin-Robbins, got 22 scoops of vanilla. So whatever they're doing, they're sticking people out, but they're staying, John, they're staying within the guidelines doing it. You might not like it, but they're doing some. They're bending it, but they're staying where they got to be, right?
Well, and Jimmy, to your point, the NHL has nobody to blame but themselves. I mean, really, the welcome to the NHL package that they gave the Knights, I remember joking, if I was a Red Wing fan, I'd say we're going to cease existing for 1 year, and we're going to come back and give us the welcome to the NHL package if the Knights got, you know? And so, I think they learned from their mistake, and as you pointed out, Seattle had considerable less clout heading into the league. So Seattle's going to, you know, struggle a little bit to get things going, and in the meantime, boy, Vegas, they started, they jumped out of the womb running, and they really haven't stopped since.
And when you look at the mess there as well, before we get to our predictions with the finals, you mentioned this Cassidy thing. I mean, and this is, again, how Vegas is considered a villain. Supposedly, Edmonton reached out to him. I don't know if Toronto has. It seems Edmonton has his name on the coaching plaque, but Vegas won't let him talk to anyone, and that's ticking everyone off, and let the guy work. But I'm sure, what's the upside, Sean, for Vegas not releasing him because he's under contract instead of letting him go get another job? Is there an upside there for Vegas?
I don't get it. If somebody could explain it to me, I'd love to hear it. You made the choice to get rid of the guy, and don't tell me
right.
It's a distraction. It's not a distraction. I thought that was a silly explanation. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me, but here we are having these conversations. This is the way it's always worked, you know? I mean, you let go of a guy, he's free to go, and you don't have to pay him. You're not on the hook for him and everything. So, maybe they like wearing the villain cap. I don't know. I don't understand the logic behind it and what the purpose of it is, though. I truly don't. That's mystifying to me.
And when you look in retrospect, I don't believe, I might be wrong here, they haven't even taken the interim away from Tortorella, have they?
I'm not sure about that. Your guess is as good as mine there. I don't know for sure. But, I mean, obviously, this is a guy that's played himself into the next head coach. And, hey, listen, again, it's Vegas. You don't know. But what a weird set of circumstances it is. But, hey, if they win another Stanley Cup, that's all that matters. I've no doubt about that. You know, I don't care what style you play. People, you did this. You had this to your benefit. The only thing that matters is getting that ring, you know?
Well, Sean, what are your thoughts? 1967, I guess, with the Maple Leafs. What are you hearing there with their coaching search? I know there's been rumored to Cassidy. Berube supposedly might be interested in Edmonton if Cassidy falls through. What have you heard out of Toronto with the new management and Sundin and company? What do you hear coming out of there if they have their eyes on anyone or just status quo, just wait to see what happens?
Well, you know, the big rumor was it was going to be Carl out of Denver. That was one of them.
Right.
Cassidy's name was thrown in there. I don't know. I mean, it's a pressure cooker job. I don't think that their depth, their organizational depth is as deep as I think Maple Leafs have led on. They went with the core four and it didn't work, and I think you saw in the process that maybe the core four isn't the way to go, you know, that if you get contracts that make sense and you can fit them all under one umbrella, that might be the way to go. So it's not the easiest job. It's not the easiest job, you know, with the media, and I think in particular, Jimmy, it's not the easiest job when you have about 17 different guys that you allegedly answer to as well. So it's not for everybody, but the one thing, and you know this about coaches, Jimmy, the one thing you can say about a coach is he's got himself an ego, and he's the guy that can fix it, and he's the guy that can navigate all those treacherous waters and everything. There'll be no shortage of guys wanting to get in line to take the job of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And I'd be interested if Carl leaves in Denver. I hope he doesn't. He's been offered every year in the last couple years. Do you think in about 20 seconds, Sean, do you think he's made to coach the NHL, or I'm sure Denver will back up the truck if he wants to stay there?
You know what? what? The proof's in the pudding. I mean, obviously he's doing something right. So you're going to get an opportunity at the next level. When you have that kind of success, you're going to get the opportunity at the next level. So, you know, that remains to be seen. I'm not sure it translates, but, you know, obviously he's got a great connection with players. So that's half the battle.
Well, Sal, I got about a minute left. I'm taking Carolina to win the cup. I'm guessing 6 games. Where are you at?
Same thing. Carolina in 6. Vegas and Hurricanes get their second Stanley Cup.
Well, Sean, before I say goodbye, give our listeners how they can tune in to you and Barbecue Mike and all your other podcast outlets and informations and your shows and your TikToks and everything else.
Yeah, you know, I stay away from the TikTok and Instagram stuff, but thanks, Jim. Obviously, the show on Woodward, the stuff we do on State Champs, and we like to have some fun in my basement. I know a bunch of guys are coming over this weekend. Some former players and some things like that. So we'll see what happens. We're going to have some fun this weekend and try to do it every night during Stanley Cup final.
All right, Sean. Thanks a million. How about we get you back during the finals, okay?
Anytime at all, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
You too.
Sean Belieger joining us from State Champs and networked in Michigan, and obviously Woodward Sports, and dear friend of the show. We'll be back Thursday, as of now, with our in-house professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.